Welcome to a learntolearn.org podcast. We are here to support your learning, taking off the limits that we have accrued to our learning and adding in those ingredients that we've learned from world-class learners that have made them the best so that we can each update our own programming and become the best learners that we can be. We're really glad that you're here to share some time with us. We hope that this brings you exactly what you need today to better engage in your life and your learning. In this series that we're doing in our podcast, we're trying to convey how important it is that images that we hold in so many different ways at so many different levels. We've talked about how to even understand what we're reading, we have to turn those words into pictures and those pictures into scenes and videos that give us details and how things go together and what things mean. And all of that is painted in the pictures that we hold. We've talked about other ways that these pictures affect us. The last round that we did, we talked about how our self-concepts are also fundamentally pictures. Yes, they do lead to a feeling about ourselves, a story that we tell ourselves, but at its root, for those people that observe carefully and track it carefully, they find that at the heart of that, the essence of that, is that it all starts with pictures that they hold in their mind. If we're trying to understand a subject and our pictures are fuzzy, we're not going to have much understanding. On the other hand, if we're trying to understand that subject and our pictures are quite good, a little bit like the videos that you'll find, say, on YouTube on a subject that you're studying, if it's really well done, you watch through those pictures and you see how things go together and see how things can be represented in the relationships between the different parts of what you're trying to understand. And in that, when it's clear, vivid, well done, we have coded in our pictures our understanding of that subject. Today, we're going to take it in a little bit different direction. We want to look at today how we code our beliefs, because our beliefs are basically a picture or series of pictures that we make based on how we have interpreted our understanding of our experiences. We take the things that have happened to us, we take the things that we've come across, we take the points of view that we have been taught, and we put those together and we come up with an understanding, a belief. And again, when we really track it carefully, at the root of that belief is a picture or a series of pictures that tell us this is how things are. Those pictures, the beliefs that we form, the conclusions that we've come to, inform, tell the brain what to do, how to handle our next experience, how to respond to our next experience, and what is even possible for us. So if we're trying to learn a new subject, if we're trying to learn new information, and our belief, our pictures, tell us, no, that's not possible, I can't do that, that's not within the realm of what I'm capable of, or that's too hard, or I'm not good at that, or whatever our beliefs are, that will shut down the brain's processing of that material. If, on the other hand, our pictures, our beliefs, tell us that, oh, I'm good at this, this is easy, I understand how to put this topic together, I am really good at taking tests, whatever it is, that gives our brain the permission to go forward in a very successful way, easily, often. I mean, sometimes it takes a little work, but it's so much easier when our beliefs are supportive of the outcomes we're going for than when our beliefs are inhibiting of that, diminishing of that outcome. as we've said before, we know that there are people listening to this that'll say, no, I don't have pictures. You know, I have this feeling. I tell myself these things. And we know that that's also true. But if we ask ourselves, how do we know to have that feeling? Does that feeling just come out of nowhere, or is it in response to something else? The words that we say to ourselves, oh, I can't do this, does that just come out of nowhere? Or is there something more fundamental? Is it actually true that a picture is worth 1,000 words? And based again on the pictures that we have, we come up with these feelings and the things we tell ourselves. So one way to play with this, one way to check this out for yourself, because this is so important to learning and general success in life, is to ask ourselves, well, if I did have a picture, if I did have a picture that says I can do this or I can't do that, as an example, would that picture be more in front of me, maybe behind me, or is it more around me? And don't worry about getting it exactly right. Just take the sense that you get. And then you might ask yourself, well, that picture, is it in color? Or is it in black and white? Or maybe sepia? Now, again, we're not concerned about getting the right answer. It is just a way to get the brain to tune in. Because if we ask ourselves, well, is that picture in front of us or behind us or around us? Typically, we'll get a sense of, you know, I think that's more around me. Oh, that I think it's more in front of me. And it gives the brain a way to begin to organize its perception so it can recognize what it is already doing. If we ask ourselves, well, is it in color or black and white? Again, the answer is not the crucial piece, although it's very interesting and sometimes helpful. It is really a way to get the mind to stop and go, huh, well, if it were, what would it be? Rather than just going, well, I don't know, I can't tell, I don't know if I have that, blah, blah, blah. It gives us a structure to operate out of. Let's say for the example that we're going for here, just for the sake of illustrating, let's say the sense that we get is, oh, I think that picture is more in front of me. Actually, it seems to be a little more to the right or a little more to the left. Or, oh, now that I ask that, I get a sense that that picture is like arm's length out in front of me. Something like that, whatever we come up with. And, oh, yeah, it does seem to be pretty black and white, or it does seem to be in color. Now that we've located the picture, we can begin to affect it. And if that picture is limiting, well, let's say it's in front of us, a little to the left, maybe it's black and white, and it says, just for the sake of illustration, I can't, or I'm not good enough, or that's too hard for me to learn, or that's too hard for me to do. That picture is like a container that we can have the sense of opening up and dumping out what's in there. You know, maybe we take what's in there and we have a sense of burning it, or some people say, oh, I threw it in the sun, or I shredded it, or whatever. They took the interpretation of their past experience, the interpretation that was often based on being really young when we came to that conclusion and being inexperienced and thinking that there was something wrong with us or that we were to blame or that, you know, just because we didn't have enough understanding yet that we couldn't understand. And we dump that out and we put in place of that what we want to believe, what we would encourage anybody that we cared for to believe. If we had a good friend, or if we had a son or a daughter, or if we had somebody that we really cared about that had that same thing, would we tell them, yep, that's right, you can't do it? Or would we say, no, I know you can. It's just a matter of working with it. It's a matter of getting a little more experience. It's you're capable of doing this. Let's see how to develop that capacity. Would we tell them something more like that? Would we tell them, ultimately, I know you can learn this, or I know you can do that? That's the picture we want to replace in this belief that we want to put in place of what we had dumped out, what we had eliminated. And when we do that and we put that in place and we let that belief reform in this new way, and maybe if it was in black and white before, maybe it turns into color, or maybe not, or maybe it moves a little bit, or maybe it stays right where it is. But when that change is made, when the old belief is replaced with the new picture, what happens to the sense that you have of your capacity, of what's possible in the world? What greater ease do we have? What greater confidence do we have? That's what we're suggesting that we can explore, just by being able to recognize our pictures. And that gives us so much greater capability and so much greater freedom, and again, so much greater confidence in our ability to engage in the world. We'll pick up more with this in the next podcast. In the meantime, explore this and see what you can find and what changes.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is supporting your capacity to learn and to attain all that you can imagine. We hope you use the perspectives and exercises that we have shared. Feel free to send us questions, ideas, experiences that might benefit our listeners via learntolearn.org, learn-to-learn.org. Finally, please help others by sharing our link with your friends, family, and other loved ones, since how you learn is how you live.